the devil is not really interested in killing people physically.
The devil not supposed to kill people there.
Because he has known that if you keep doing that, a lot of the people are going to end up with God.
Because you know, say if God kill people them, then most likely good people them will end up with God.
Praise God. But even the one that he killed in the flood.
Because even the one that he killed that flood day.
Do you know that some of them were saved?
You know, say some of them were saved.
The Bible suggests so in which book? In Peter. Is it in Peter? Where it says that he went and preached to the spirits in prison. It is suggested. It's in Peter, and I believe it.
He go and go preach to the spirit that will be in a prison. So it means some of them people in the
that's it. Specifically for the people who were covered up by the flood of Noah.
And true too, so for the people where Noah in that flood we Noah with the top of so we kill them.
Amen. So the devil knows.
So the devil knows.
So he's not interested in just killing people.
So not just for kill people.
No. He is interested in getting the souls of men hooked up to him.
Now that he go get more man in soul, but make him tied to him.
Amen.
Amen.
And probably use that soul to get many more people to follow him.
And sometimes, or use that soul for make him go get more people for Palara.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. So when he says that he's taken by the flood.
So when he talk about say the flood that he take them away.
It means that they begin to behave like the world.
It means say them begin for behave like the people in the world.
You go where they go.
You go outside and go.
You talk how they talk.
If you talk the way they talk.
If you go around town like me everywhere now, they are every street. They are putting there are some of the street, they are putting poster and then they have a ribbon and light.
If you go to town now, you see outside they put a ribbon and light.
Is it not so?
Yes, yes.
And many posters.
And beaucoup posters.
All kind of enjoyment.
All kind enjoyment.
You understand?
Amen.
Amen. Is it also? I don't know where you see them.
Around.
Amen. Amen. Invitation. So of them, I even saw one. It's on the they are walking. It's on the 6th of January.
It's on invitation. They make one for this January 6th.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then December, they are making everybody is walking, preparing.
All man be ready and they prepare.
Amen. Because the best time for the devil
because
is Christmas time.
The best time when the devil let pass all at Christmas.
How do you know that?
Yes.
Christmas time is when the devil receives the greatest worship
during Christmas
in air or on earth.
Now that thing they be the Satan, right? The people and they worship and pass any other thing.
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you.
Make I tell you.
The Muslim countries.
Yeah, the Muslim country there.
If you check very well.
If you check Google Maps.
They celebrate Christmas more than you who say you are Christian.
I'm a witness.
Yes, I went to Dubai in December. And the Christmas lights, I've never seen that amount in Nigeria.
Are you hearing
it? The Muslim country there. Then they celebrate Christmas far far past the Christian country. And I say me a witness because the Mali, you really celebrate Christmas and not believe.
I don't thank God that we have witnesses.
Amen.
Because she has been to Dubai. Dubai is Islamic.
Dubai na Islamic na Muslim country.
It is called the United Arab Emirates. All that name is strong Islam.
Emirates, I don't think they call it a strong Islam.
Amen. And the the Christmas there, everything is Christmas.
And all things are Christmas.
Yes, told you about Mali.
He don't tell about Mali. In fact, they have started just in the airport while we left. We started just in the airport and
So so when people start asking questions, whether or quarreling Christmas, is it of God and all those things?
So when
Christmas is from the devil. Question. Question.
Christmas that the devil.
Okay, I'm waving this man. Amen.
Amen.
So the devil receives the greatest worship.
So that 10 days, people and they worship Satan pass any other thing.
From my own experience.
From what you don't see.
In the village where my father comes from.
The village where my papa come out.
Amen. During Christmas time.
Christmas time.
50 or 60%. Let me be fair. Let me give 50. 50% of the Christians.
Half of
backslide.
Them, then they backslide.
During Christmas.
It's like during Christmas then. Half of the Christians and they backslide.
They backslide. They return to their girlfriend.
Then they go back to their girlfriend.
They return to drinking.
So when the people they drink.
Yeah. During Christmas period.
Inside Christmas period.
Then by New Year they start repenting.
Then when you come, they stop.
They repent. Around March.
So the March, maybe March now.
They now get born again.
They born again.
During Christmas again, they now go back.
When Christmas come back, they go back.
I'm telling you, yes.
I will tell you.
The Christians backslide.
The Christian then. And they backslide.
And the devil made it so.
And the devil now make a move to be like that.
Because you can see everything around you will be groovy.
All things around you will be fine.
Everything. And it's not just the people. Spirits are released from hell.
Not to the people there no more. But hell itself, the sent spirit then come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So that is a flood.
So then the flood.
Amen. That's why God is telling you that Christmas is of the devil.
I mean, God did tell you, see, that the devil now make Christmas.
So that you that know.
So that you will know.
You can now begin to reject it in your heart.
You go be for you for not for one time that you have.
Amen.
Amen.
And begin to train the children.
And begin for training, you begin them.
Brother Ali will not buy Christmas clothes this December.
Brother Ali, you know buy clothes for Christmas this December.
Tell him I said so.
Tell us, let me say so.
No Christmas cloth.
No clothes.
No Christmas shoe.
No clothes for shoe for Christmas.
Oh, because you go and buy Christmas shoe.
Because if you say you go buy
Christmas, you will have devil in your leg.
You miss a devil will come at your foot.
You didn't come. I finished my own story.
You know, I finished my phone. But we didn't meet on my own story.
Amen.
Amen.
We must preach. We must tell our children.
We get for tell we begin.
We must tell our husbands.
We get for tell we man.
We must tell our wives.
We get for tell we wife.
Tell our neighbors.
We get for tell we neighbor them.
Amen.
Amen.
Say happy Christmas. Say sorry.
Wait, when I say happy Christmas, you say, hey, no, sorry.
I don't give Christmas.
I know they keep Christmas.
No compliment.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Brother said the other day that if they are talking some things.
But about say if they talk something.
That sometimes if it's something that somebody that you it's close to you.
If there's somebody who know you,
that you should do what?
What did he say about
me? She heard him. What did he say she should do?
If they talk something.
If they start, he's saying that God enabled to overcome cursing.
Oh, yes. He said, God don't and give power or make you
bite in tongue. Nah.
He said, if the person starts fussing, that you should not keep quiet.
Good.
But I'm about to say, if the person begin for curse,
okay,
you not gonna say too much.
Okay.
If you tell him.
Oh yes.
Say, that thing you're saying, stop it. You should. It's not correct.
That thing you talk, you're not correct.
That was the last stage he told us about.
Yes.
the stage of keeping quiet was to overcome.
Yes.
Having overcome,
he said the stage for that was very simple. The keep quiet, and I'm gonna make you overcome. But we don't overcome.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Somebody come to visit you. You are discussing.
Somebody come visit you and you discuss.
They're not calling on the phone.
You call on the phone and phone.
Your friend.
Your
buddy. Maybe as he come to you, you give him Fanta to drink.
Until he come to you.
And you are discussing. Then somebody call him.
Somebody call him.
Say, but how are you?
Say, hey.
Oh, friend.
How you doing?
Say, hey, you said you were coming today with the money.
He said, you will never come today with the money.
I say, where are you now?
He said, what are you doing now?
And it's in your house in Laka.
And he posted me like
say, oh, that I'm almost there. I have passed Lumley. I'm on Wilkinson Road. And the Kade Wilkinson Road, they come now, now.
And he posted me like you also. But he tell you, hey, and I'm Wilkinson Road, and the Kade Wilkinson Road.
Then you keep quiet.
Then you set him out.
No, sir.
No.
He will shout, sir. Hey, no, na lie, not the wicked here. Then you are like, oh my God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If not, you keep quiet. I remember you have encouraged him in the lie.
Because if you set him out and the man go, you mean you don't encourage that man for lie.
That's how to preach the gospel.
And that way he will preach the gospel.
So that next time when he sees you,
so the other time when he sees you,
he will tell the truth.
He will say the truth.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to be strong on these things.
So we get for be strong.
That is why you must know what the things are.
Let me make you get for know what it is.
You should know why you do not keep Christmas.
You get for know what it make you know for do Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't keep Christmas.
Me and nothing keep Christmas.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was not very, always very easy.
It's not for always easy.
You understand?
Amen.
Uh-huh. But you see, do they send you Christmas cards, Sister Lucy? Huh? Christmas cards. Did you get Christmas cards recently?
Recently, no.
Then
you
send Christmas cards, Sister Lucy?
No.
Say no.
They used to send it.
Before the minister.
You understand? Now if like if you are close to me,
if you are possible,
and you know me,
you know,
if you know me, you will not send me. But if a parent, for example,
if they
bring Christmas card,
Papa and Mama,
and they are passing Mr. Ed,
they bring Christmas card, say, hey, Mr. Ed,
I don't bother about them.
I don't worry with them.
As they pass,
as they go,
you understand? We put it in my office where I sit there. I have a waste basket under my chair. Under my table.
You put that in my office. I'll get one basket. That is the picking and parents the way I teach. If they can, they give me. So I can just put them.
When they finish, for so that.
Under dirty box.
We put them there and then we pass.
I'll put them in a dirty box.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Environment come and I tell the students, say, no, we don't keep Christmas carol.
So when people come, I'll tell them, say, no, we know.
Like they are keeping carol, yes, we know, sir. When is the carol night? They have done Christmas carol next week.
Now everybody at school they say Christmas carol next week.
All over.
I don't want to intimidate.
As I just came down the staircase, the security man at the gate, hey, doctor, there's one important thing I want to tell you. I was thinking it was something very important. That they have a Christmas bus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
As I'm your speech, we are the, as they come down the security man and say, doctor, can what important thing I want to tell you? He's in a waiting. He said, hey, we got one box for Christmas. I don't believe in Christmas.
Then yesterday.
Even yesterday.
I not go to this one is the inside gate, the outside gate.
That is an inside gate, but the outside gate.
This man, doctor, there is an envelope. This one is the other one in the box. This one is envelope.
This one is
envelope. I need to give
doctor, I got envelope for you.
And what is that envelope? Is it Christmas envelope?
Is it whose envelope? Is it that Christmas envelope?
I don't believe in Christmas.
You see, I don't believe
it. Somebody has a sample of that.
I don't believe in Christmas.
Why? I said because Christmas is not in my Bible.
You see, what do you mean because Christmas is not in my Bible?
You know that? Do you have a different Bible?
As you see, you get different Bible.
So I now asked him, is Christmas in your Bible?
No, I mean ask him, say Christmas in your own Bible.
You know the I'll go and check.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, why you copy a bad thing?
When you copy bad thing,
you become worse.
It will make you bad pastor that you
because this envelope
this
the envelope business.
Envelope business.
It's like it's mostly it's not as bad in Nigeria.
No, it's not like that.
It's not bad so in Nigeria like this one.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
You know as bad
because every bad school also they have envelope.
So
invitation card now. Invitation card has changed.
So what is that invitation card don't change now?
Tell us that. So invitation card now is we say the name to invitation envelope.
So now they don't change to invitation card now to invitation envelope.
So if we have wedding.
So when you get a wedding,
you will not print card again.
You don't will print card
anymore. We print wedding envelope.
Married envelope.
So that you bring the envelope to the wedding.
So that you will bring the envelope card to the marriage.
It is the same thing they gave to Joshua and Esther. They gave Joshua one envelope, Esther one envelope, then one envelope for the parents.
Three envelopes.
for their coward.
See, brethren, and they told Jezebel that they didn't write it down. Which says, I know my rights, you understand? And they wrote it, they told her to tell us that it is a school activity and we must contribute something.
They tell MC, say, this thing here, so that the school activity, so we supposed to contribute to that.
Amen.
I know that.
Let's go, we'll change it. So, brethren, we have to tell the children.
We get for tell the children.
We are not going to return Christmas envelope.
Say we then give you Christmas envelope. We never put anything and send it back.
We don't keep Christmas. We do not do carol.
Christmas. We know they do carol.
God loves a cheerful.
Give a good.
And finally, you say God let people the way they give
with it. Are we together?
The way they give and they smile.
I'm just saying, brother, this is a flawed.
Which are the top brother? This is something like flawed we don't care.
And it's so difficult if you're not careful.
And it's difficult if you're not careful.
So you don't start to prepare to overcome Christmas until the 5th of December.
So not on the 25th December you have to prepare to overcome Christmas.
You understand? It's even late now.
Even right now, it's a bit late for you.
Amen.
Amen.
We should be overcoming the Christmas spirit.
You've already overcome that Christmas spirit.
Hallelujah. I know what you are doing.
And you know what you will do.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your flight must be before the winter starts.
So you escape before the winter starts. The
amen.
Cold season starts.
Amen.
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 So that is the thing that we have been learning.
So now that day we don't learn.
So you should know those things.
So we get for know them.
And train our children.
And train will begin them.
Amen.
Amen.
They ask you, why don't you keep Christmas?
When I ask you, say, what do you make you know?
You get your Bible, you see them, and you teach them.
You take your Bible, you make them sit down, and you teach them.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And if the parents do not know,
and if the mama and papa they don't know,
I think he will teach them. The children will teach them. In case they want to, they want to buy you a Christmas shoe.
If Papa want buy shoes for you for Christmas,
they will tell your daddy that we went to fellowship.
You will tell your Papa say,
and they preach from the Bible.
And they preach that from Bible
that we should not keep Christmas.
Say Christmas will not for keep.
It is not. It's not that we started. We talked about it. We talked about the feast of the Lord also.
Yeah.
And we named on this side. You remember this lesson?
You remember Saturday?
Remember, no, not Saturday. We discussed something some weeks ago on feasts.
We talked about feasts, Nayasu.
Do we remember?
Yes.
Good. So we put it on this side and this side.
We put it on this
we
side.
We say the feast of the Lord.
Yes. We say God the feast.
Which we are currently doing. We have not finished that one.
We will see.
But we began, and then we now had on this side the feast of the world,
and we put up here so the feast where the world is celebrated.
The feast of Sierra Leone,
the feast where Salon gets,
and the feast of the church,
and the feast where the church gets.
Because some feast of the church is not the feast of the Lord.
Some feast and they where the church they keep. So God the feast.
Praise God, because Christmas is both feast of the church, feast of the world, feast of devil, everything. Christmas covers
the
everything.
Christmas now the devil in feast, now the church in feast, now the world in feast.
It's national feast.
And even the
only church. It's a terrible thing.
Bad thing.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So just to say, brethren, that if they have, as we were saying, me frowned up, Robert is here, that if they have shot the missile.
just like what I was saying, if they don't shoot that bomb there.
And it will arrive on the 27th of, is it April, I said, or March.
And he get for reach Saloon and Laka the 27th of March. That 27th
is late.
Now
it is. You know, yeah. In fact, by tomorrow,
it means
you should start packing your load to leave.
You will begin packing your load for left.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you will be here, you will be praying for those.
So that you will pray for them one day.
Who will be there?
You will
stay there and be praying for them.
And you will there and you will pray for them.
Hallelujah. So they will also try to leave.
So that they said,
so our flight must be before the winter starts.
So that we escape.
So as the winter is there, you're already settled in your place of rest and deliverance.
So we say you don't need that your place.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God is preparing us to escape from a lot of trouble. Amen. Amen. And as we believe the word of God,
and when we believe God
and make the response that God is demanding of us to make,
and do what God wants we for me do,
amen.
Amen.
Then we are escaping the destruction.
Then if we say we escape that destruction.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's just pray together.
Let us just pray together.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us speak to him.
Let us talk to him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That he will, our ears will be open to understand that there is trouble coming.
So ears then will open for make we understand, see, trouble they come.
No. So, the prophet Nathan began to address a problem with David.
That prophet with him, he called Nathan, he began to talk to David concerning a particular problem.
And in that instant, David began to make a certain response.
And that same day, David began for do what God wants for me to do.
And He didn't understand what the message was.
He nobody know what in the message been there, but
because his interpretation.
Because the way he been the interpreter.
And what he said.
And what he say
was a judgment to himself.
Now be something where if they pass on to himself, it could be judgment for himself.
But God had mercy on him and explained to him the true situation.
God sorry for him. And he explained to him the real situation.
And that his life was in danger.
And say, in your life, been dead but in danger.
Amen. Right. And he now made a response.
And attending now, he now begin for think for what God tell him.
He made a response.
And he begin for act on what God tell him.
And God had mercy upon him.
And God sorry for us.
So let us pray that God will give us understanding.
We pray that God prays this day that God will make we understand.
That we will see the word of God that in our situation.
That we will see God in word in our situation.
The things that God has spoken to us before now.
The things that God has put to we before this day.
The things that God will yet speak to us today.
And the things that we God will tell we about
today. And the days to come.
And the day that we
get that we will come. See ourselves.
That we go see we self.
We will hear what God is saying to us
that
personally.
Hearing what God is saying to we.
As individuals.
As one person.
So that we can make that individual response.
So that you go self will respond.
I will see it as it appertains to us as a corporate people.
And I will go see and I say in something for we are together.
So that we can make that corporate response also.
All will come before God.
And that God might have mercy upon
so that
us.
God will sorry for me.
Let us speak to him, brethren.
No, talk to him.
Let's ask him to give us understanding tonight.
Ask him to make we understand this next.
So that we'll be able to make the right response.
So that we will do the right thing.
That will bring praise to God.
We will bring praise to God.
And will bring salvation
and
to our souls.
Save the soul.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mighty, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hey, Pokotaya, Yeshua. We bless you tonight. My God. Open our understanding, oh God. That we know how to put our faith, where to run to, my God. That we know the path that we are going to follow at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Open our eyes. Tower over us with your mercy tonight. Blessed be God evermore. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for bringing us tonight.
Lord, we tell you thank you for we don't bring we can I so this day.
We thank you for you have set a table before us.
We tell you thank you because you don't put chop before we.
Even in the presence of our enemies.
Even except we enemy day.
The things that don't want us to eat from your table.
Then thing that we know how we for make we eat that chop we don't say.
But you have prepared a table for us.
But you don't make table for
we. We receive strength and energy.
We come for receive strength and for receive power.
To eat of this food tonight.
Oh Lord, we eat this chop we don't bring to we this day.
That we might be strengthened.
So that we will get strength.
So that out of the strong came forth meat.
See that the strength man, mind they bring chop.
We want to receive meat from you.
We want to receive chops.
See, out of the eat that came forth meat.
See that the one where they eat that bring meat.
Hallelujah! It brought us up for sweetness.
It bring sweet thing.
We want to have meat tonight from
we
you.
We won't forget meat.
We want to have sweetness from
we
you.
We won't forget sweet thing for you from you.
That our hearts might be lifted
so
up.
So that you go lift up with hearts.
Give us ears to hear.
Give us ears for hearing.
Give us understanding hearts, oh
give
God.
Give us hearts for understanding.
So let the eye of our understanding be enlightened.
To make that understanding with the Yahweh.
Help us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
Make we know that mysterious thing about your kingdom.
That we might be able to apply it to our day-to-day living. Hallelujah! We thank you, our Father.
We tell you, thank you, Papa.
We bless you, we rejoice.
We glad.
Say, we are glad when they say unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
We glad when they talk to me, say, Lord, we can't go now, God, you know.
Thank you, dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For bringing us tonight.
Will you bring me this night?
Hallelujah. Bless our brother as he brings
bless
the word.
Brother, will they bring the word come.
Let the heavens be opened unto him.
Make heaven open.
Let your heart be spoken to us tonight,
you
oh God.
Talk to me this night.
We thank you, our Father.
We tell you thank you.
Blessed be God evermore.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah.